One of the hottest new musical stars in Europe is crossing the Atlantic to try his luck here in America. 29-year-old Paul Van Haver goes by the stage name Stromae. That's the word maestro, rearranged. His songs are booming out in dance clubs across Europe. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley even heard his music in a pizzeria in the conflict zone of eastern Ukraine. But she reports while his music has a very danceable sound, his lyrics may come as a surprise.
Stromae's current hit, Papa Ute, went to the top of the iTunes singles charts in more than a dozen countries, and its video has been seen more than 150 million times.
Dites-moi d'où il vient, enfin je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver.
Not bad for a cheery little song whose title translates as Papa, where are you? It's about a boy's emptiness growing up without his father.
I didn't know him very well. My suffering is to know that I will never know who he was. It was difficult to know, okay, he's dead, but what's a father? Because I don't know what's a father.
His father was a Rwandan architect who wasn't around much. In 1994, he was killed in that country's genocide.
Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah, sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas.
Stromae and his four siblings were raised by their Belgian mother in a working-class Brussels neighborhood. He says he grew up listening to American rappers. He was inspired by their rhymes and flow, but not their vision of life.
I'm a big fan of them, but I didn't understand this kind of fake dream, like, okay, life is like big swimming pools, limousines, girl naked and stuff, and I was just, no, my mother told me that happiness is not there, you know?
Stromae's mother sent him to a Jesuit school after he failed out of the public system at age 16. He says that was when he decided to get serious about his life and his music. Stromae sings about the world he grew up in.
Yeah, I prefer to talk about our problems in place of hide it, because you can't hide it. And I prefer to dance, to smile on it, to laugh on it.
Alone.
Stromae began composing on his computer. His first hit, Alors on danse, So We Dance, took Europe by storm in 2009. It's about unemployment, divorce, and debt, and it makes you want to dance.
Alors on danse. Alors on danse. Alors on danse.
I decided to tell a story about the problems and the stuff, and the reason why we dance, actually. Because I was in clubs, and okay, I love clubs, but there is so much melancholy in clubs.
Alors on danse.
His follow-up hit, with its guttural R's and raw emotion, has earned Stromae comparisons to iconic Belgian singer Jacques Brel.
Formidable, formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables.
Formidable is a bitter breakup ballad. In the video, Stromae emerges from a Brussels subway station in morning rush hour. He staggers through the streets as if drunk.
Oh, bébé. Oops, mademoiselle. Je vais pas vous draguer.
In the clip, some people help Stromae, others ignore him. It was inspired by a homeless man who once yelled at him and his girlfriend, "So you think you're beautiful?"
Oh, tu t'es regardé. Tu te crois beau parce que tu t'es marié. Mais c'est qu'un anneau, mec. T'emballe pas, elle va te larguer comme elles le font chaque fois.
I never forget this sentence, and I put it in my song, actually. Tu te crois beau, actually, because for me it was like, even if this guy is drunk or whatever, marginal or aggressive, this guy is just alone and he needs that you listen to him.
Despite his superstar status, Stromae meets me for an interview in a cafe. No entourage, just him and his manager. As he walks in, several young people agog ask for autographs.
Et voilà.
Merci à vous.
Van Haver is soft-spoken with a shy smile and stunning pale green eyes. His fans come in all ages and colors. At a sold-out concert in Brussels, 45-year-old Philippe Parius says Stromae's music even bridges the country's divide between French and Flemish.
Most importantly, he's Belgian, and he's representing Belgium. And so that's great. That's the most important. Not the language, but Belgium attitudes.
Stromae says he never aspired to sing for non-French audiences, but when his first song became a hit in Germany, he realized it didn't matter if people understood all his words.
If we can listen to English music without understanding nothing, and dance on it, and feel the groove, feel the feelings, I'm sure everybody can do exactly the same for each languages.
All right, so you want to go to America, and you want to sing in French?
Yes. When I listen to an American singer, I want to listen to his music in his language because he's more spontaneous, he's more natural, and I need his point of view and our point of view. Here in Brussels, it's French and Flemish. And it's important to keep this patchwork because sometimes it's a trend that everybody wants to sing in English and because it's more musical or more international, but I think it's about just a patchwork, different visions.
Belgium's prime minister recently gave President Obama a Stromae CD. The Brussels star will bring his music and message to New York City this Friday and will play a host of American cities this fall. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.